Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, at GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank God for this blessed day. And as we wait for my brother to join us, wherever you listen to me at, let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, you have blessed us this day to come together in your word. Father, we pray that you will bless us as the speakers to deliver the word of God in its purity and in its pleasing in your sight. And Father, we pray the hearers that are listening will take what they are hearing as we give unto them back to you to get a witness for themselves. Father, we thank you for this blessed day and for the presence of your spirit. We know that you are here because you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst. So Father, we thank you. And Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. We are starting not a new series. It is the last series we talked to you about the reasons why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God. And we gave you and dealt with you with reason number one. This part today is reason number two, okay? Reason number two, why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God. Amen? Now, I'm going to get ready to patch my brother on here. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Another blessed day in the Lord. Thank God for you joining in today as we come together to deliver the message of the word to the people. Thank God for another blessed opportunity. Amen. And to continue to provide some pain to that devil. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just explained to the people we are on our second reason. This part of the series, we have talked to you about reason number one, why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God. And we talked to you about it's being a, you're being unequally yoked when you join to an antichrist ungodly organization. Well, we're dealing with reason number two, and this is part one of reason number two, and it is titled Reason Two, Secrecy or Secrets. Secrecies or secrets. So by us having a short broadcast tonight, I'm just going to open up, starting off by giving a definition of a couple words. The first word I want to define, and as my brother tells you many times on the broadcast, you want to lay a foundation. It's very critical, very important that you lay a foundation when you are teaching the word of God. So in laying this foundation, I want to define two words for you. The first word I want to define to you is the word secrecy. Secrecy. Now, according to Webster, there's two definitions that he provided for the word secrecy. Number one is it is the condition of being hidden or concealed. the condition of being hidden or concealed. Definition number two means of secrecy means the habit or practice of keeping secrets or maintaining privacy or concealment. I'll say that again. The habit or practice, you know, when you're practicing something, you're constantly doing it. It's not a one-time thing. The habit or practice of keeping secrets or maintaining privacy or concealment. Okay? Now, word number two I want to define is the word secret, okay, which is really a branch off from the word secrecy. Three definitions are provided by Webster. The word secret, first of all, means something kept hidden or unexplained. Okay? Something kept hidden or unexplained. Definition number two. Something kept from the knowledge of others. Okay? Hallelujah. And when it's kept from the knowledge of others, it is shared only confidentially with a few. Okay? So that second definition, once again, of secret means something kept from the knowledge of others. And when it's kept from the knowledge of others, it is shared only confidentially with a few. Okay? Definition number three of the word secret means a method, formula, or process used in an art or operations. Okay? A method, formula, or process used in an art or operations. It is divulged only to those of one's own company or craft. Okay? Do you hear that?
Amen.
Now,
yes.
That is the definitions of the word secrecy and secret. Okay?
Yep.
Now, so here's the question. Because I know some of you listen and say, well, hey, we all, quote, got secrets. We all have shared some things confidentially with some people and not everyone. And that's true, okay? That's absolutely true. I agree with you, okay? But here comes the question, which is going to answer dealing with this reason, too. And the question is, when is a secret or secrecy wrong?
Amen.
When is a secret or secrecy wrong? Yes, you're right. There are things that we have shared confidentially with a few. All of us have done that, okay? All of us have done it. But at some point, just like you got an opposite in all things, you got a right and a wrong, some things can be carried out in a wrong manner, okay? Do you get that? See, some things you could carry out in the right manner, but just the opposite, you could carry it out in the wrong manner. So the question is, when is a secret or secrecy wrong? Okay? Now, during this reason two part of the series, we're going to go into some scriptures, and then I'm going to share some, quote, later Lord say the same, some later testimonies with to you to that you may understand why this is reason number two to why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration work of God. Because they have these secrets or secrecy. Okay?
Yes.
That is not right.
Yes.
And once again, we just got a short broadcast tonight. We just laying the foundation. Okay? And in that not being right, the first thing, when we go, Lord said it, saying we go into part two tomorrow, we're going to answer the question, when is a secret or secrecy wrong? Because I know many of you think that, well, Brother Nate, if you saying they got secrets, we all got secrets. We all have shared something confidentially. We're just a few, okay? I get that. But at some point, your secret or secrecy operation, you can carry out in the wrong manner for the wrong reason. Okay? Now, I just gave you tonight the definitions of the word secrecy or secret. And remember, keep that in mind as we go on through this part of the series on Reason 2, okay, of why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the work of the Lord in these last days. So having said that, I'm going to stop it there and turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Taking away the sins of the world. The only true Lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Prepared for the from the foundation of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Lamb.
Thank you.
I'd like to go to Matthew, the 23rd chapter, okay? And I'm going to start right there, okay? And I'm going to lay a little foundation, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, this is Jesus Christ here speaking, okay? Now, a lot of people, when they hear Jesus speaking like this, they don't know how to take it. I don't think they know how to take it. Christians don't know how to take talking like this, okay? In 23rd chapter of Matthew, because he was sharp, man.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Cut. Amen.
I mean, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read this, okay? And just gonna laying down a little foundation for you, okay? And you just starting at the first verse. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat." Okay? Third verse. "All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what these secret organizations are all about, okay? They say and do not.
Amen.
And they are there. All the things that they do are there to mislead, okay? It's just like these scribes and Pharisees, okay? They had gotten to a place, okay, that they loved this Old Testament, the law, okay? They loved it. You know why? Because it was profitable, okay? And they got a lot of money out of it, okay? They was rich.
Amen.
Because of the animals and stuff that they had to sell to the people, okay? They was rich, filthy rich. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
"All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe and do, but do not after their works." Don't be like them, in other words. Thank you, Jesus. Now they're sitting in Moses' seat for right now, and even the Lord Jesus Christ honored the seat of Moses, okay? He didn't honor those
Amen.
Pharisees, but he honored the seat of Moses in which they were sitting in. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. What does that mean? They tell you to do something according to the law, and they don't do the thing that they tell you to do. They don't do those things themselves.
Amen.
A lot of those things, the Pharisees and the Sadducees had added to the law of Moses, okay? They added many things to the law of Moses, you know? And that was the bad thing there, okay? Because those men that was high priest, okay, was appointed by Rome, okay? And I know you may not know much too about Rome, okay? But everything in Israel was appointed by what? By the emperor.
Amen.
He appointed their high priest. He appointed all of them, okay? So God didn't have nothing to do with all that, okay? And why? Because God has allowed these people to come in and to take over over a certain part of Israel, right? So they could come to
Amen.
Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, what were they supposed to be doing when Jesus Christ came? They were supposed to be putting away all those secret things that they was doing, okay? Because they were doing a lot of secret things, all right? They were doing a lot of
Amen.
Abominable things, okay? They and that You know that thing that I was telling you about the Kabbalah? I mean
Amen.
This Kabbalah faith been around for many, many years, okay? Besides the regular Jewish faith, okay, they believe in all kind of false things, and they get all these ideas from other false gods. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And in the sixth verse it says, now the fifth verse, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, okay? So they make their garments to stick out right so that they can look holy, right, when they're walking by. I don't look holy. Sixth verse. And love
Amen.
The uttermost parts at feast, okay? This is what masonry is all about, okay? Thank you, Jesus. It's about having prestige, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the reason why a lot of people don't pay no attention to the secrets and things like that, they don't care about the secrets. All they care about is the prestige, okay, of that thing, okay? They care about that. That's what they care about. They care about, hey, when I join this, I'm going to have a place in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Because why? This thing comes right out the world. But it don't just come out the world. It come out of Satan's bosom. All these things come out of Satan's bosoms, okay? So he wants you to partake of all these evil, secret things, okay, to turn you away from the true faith of God, okay? And so I ain't going to go through all of that, okay, right now. I'll talk about that later. Seventh verse says, greetings in the market and to be called of men, rabbi, rabbi. You know what rabbi means? It means master, master. They love to be called master. But
Amen.
Not ye called rabbi. For one is your master. There's only one master in heaven and in earth. That is the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And all ye are brethren. So, right? So we ain't supposed to be calling no man master. Ninth verse says, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you find a lot of these things in all these secret organizations, all of these ungodly churches, okay, that belong to Satan. You'll find all these things in those places. Why? Because that's what Satan did. Satan goes the opposite of whatever God says. If God said, you shall serve the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your spirit, what does the devil say? The devil said, tells you, oh, don't worry about that. You don't have to serve the Lord with all your, just give him a little piece. Tip him off
Amen.
A little piece of that. He'll be all right with that little piece that you give him. God ain't gonna say nothing. He just wants you to be in his kingdom, okay? So anything you do, he'll suffer it, okay? And that's how the devil takes God, okay? He takes God, he uses God like a religion, okay? Or he uses God like a good luck charm, okay? God is a good luck charm to Satan, okay? And in masonry, one of the secrets is this, okay, that they have many gods. That's one of the secrets, okay. But they don't pay no. But the world don't pay no attention to these secrets, okay. And it's right there
Amen.
For everybody to see. Yet nobody pays attention to any of these things, okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, when Jesus Christ said this about his own people, the Jewish people, okay, the people that were supposed to be accepting him when he came, okay, thank you, Jesus. You know who was supposed to be, crucifying Jesus? His own people. That's what the scripture said, that his own people were going to crucify him, okay? But Hallelujah. You can't find anybody in the world that will crucify their own God.
Right.
Nobody but these people, they did that, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What does this have to do with Christ? Because the rabbis and these Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, they were into this same thing, this same movement. Okay, now some wasn't as deep as others. Okay, but you still had some good people amongst them. Okay, but mostly they had their secrets among them. And when Jesus Christ came on the scene, Jesus Christ said, "You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be selling things in the house of God. It shouldn't be a house this shouldn't be a place where you sell and things, okay?" And they were selling sheep, oxen, goats, and stuff like that so they could sacrifice, right? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But what they were supposed to be looking for was Christ. That was the time of Christ is supposed to come on the scene, right? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven." How do they shut up the kingdom of heaven? "Against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." They can't go in themselves, right? All they can do
Amen.
Is stand in the way. Thank you, Jesus. That's all Judaism does, okay? It stands in the way, okay, of the true Christ. Of the true and living
Amen.
God, okay, stands in the way of Christ. That's what masonry is, okay? Thank you, Jesus. It stands in the way of the truth, okay? If they don't go
right.
in, even if they know about it, they're not going to, they don't care nothing about that. All they want to do is have a prestige, okay? They want to have the money of the world. They want to have the wealth of the world, okay? This is what they're all about. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the place where the one world religion starts at, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Before it took up in the Roman Catholic Church. Thank you, Jesus. But it's the same. This is of the same sort. "But woe to
Amen.
You, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye..." What does the word hypocrite mean? It means that you saying something but ain't doing it. You telling
Amen.
People to do something, but you're not doing it yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said this to them openly, okay?
Yeah.
Did they get angry when Jesus said this to them? Oh yeah, they was fuming. They was angry. They said, "We're gonna get him. We're gonna get him. We're gonna get him for all this. We're gonna put us on the spot like this, man. They devils." Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
"Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation." Thank you, Jesus. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, to make one person believe in what they believe in. And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves." Okay? "Woe unto you, blind
Amen.
Guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor." Now, this is a saying that they had, okay, because they cared more about the gold of the temple than they did about the temple itself, okay? This kind of man they had, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be revealing to you things, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Of secrets, okay, hallelujah, that this foul masonry, hallelujah, is based on, okay? Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You better put on your ears. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Get
Amen.
Ready, okay? Put on those ears. because you know, Lord's about to blow them off.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to the Lamb. I'm going to hand it right back over to my brother. Take it away, brother, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for the message that my brother delivered, and he's right. We pray that you will hear this, and, hey, take it to the Lord, okay? Take it to the Lord. I mean, we're not telling you all this to say you just accept it because we say it. I want you to
Amen.
Take it to the Lord.
Yes.
We want you to take it to the Lord, okay? Because this is very serious, because we're showing you why that this Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work. We're showing you why. Because just like Masonry has secrets, so does Mormonism. Okay? They carry secrets.
Yes.
And we're going to show you why God is not in these secrets. Okay? And the way they operate and function is not of God. Therefore, that being said, this being reason number two why they're not of the Lord. And like my brother said, we're going to be coming with you with scripture. I'm going to come with you with testimony of others. Amen. Lord say the same concerning these secrets. Amen. So Amen. Glory be to God. So we are very grateful for this 30-minute broadcast me and my brother had today, this opportunity to lay a foundation. And we ask that you would listen tomorrow to part two of reason two called Secrecy or Secrets, okay, explaining why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God. Listen for it tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement. And after this broadcast tonight, within the next 33 minutes, we have another heart-to-heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaiden. So, once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.